You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Before we get into the broadcast, I want all of you with computers to go to the website, williamcooper.net, either during or immediately following this broadcast. Go to williamcooper.net. I didn't do this. Ken did it. We're getting ready for our first tests next week. There's going to be a link at the top of the homepage, and also at the top of the Veritas News Service page, in case you've made that your bookmark. And it will take you to the QuickTime link, so that you can download the QuickTime software, the QuickTime player, that you're going to need to be able to stream our broadcasts from the new streaming server. Now, next week we're going to do some tests, and we will be streaming a live broadcast of the Hour of the Time directly from this studio to our QuickTime server, and you'll all be able to listen to the broadcast either on Shoutcast or on Live 365. Or with QuickTime on our QuickTime server. So that's going to happen next week. So go to williamcooper.net tonight and download the QuickTime player so that you will be ready to participate in that test. And I also need to advise all of those of you who have a 28.8 baud modem or less, or actually a 33.6 modem or less, you're going to need to upgrade. Now, we had to make this decision. Everybody is going to need a 56.6 kilobaud modem in order to make sure that when we begin streaming video, that you're going to be able to get a quality video that you're going to like. And we're going to be streaming video of the Hour of the Time live. Rick is having a T1 line put in directly to the studio. So things are starting to happen, and they're going to be really good things. And if you want to help us out, then hold on in getting the modem, because we're going to have them for sale on the website. And they're going to be good modems at a very low price. And Ken is taking care of that also. If you don't want to wait, then go ahead and get your 56.6 baud modem wherever you want to. We're not trying to tell you have to get it from us, but it sure would help if you do. Okay, so everybody do that. Go get your QuickTime player and download the software and install it and make sure you know how to use it. And you can go to several sites on the internet and stream QuickTime with your QuickTime player, movies and sound and all kinds of things. For those of you who don't want to use QuickTime to listen to the broadcast, you can still listen to it on Shoutcast and on Live 365. From the WBCQ.com website. So you don't have to do any of this. We're just trying to let you know that those of you who are going to use our streaming from our streaming server, you need to start doing these things right away. Now, that doesn't mean you won't be able to get our broadcast with a 28.8 baud modem. You will. You're just not going to be thrilled with the quality, okay? And I'm talking about video. The audio is, you're not going to have any problem with audio. Okay, folks? So that's what you need to do. And When you've done that, then you'll be ready, and we'll notify you next week when we're going to do the test, and you'll be able to listen, and it's not going to cost you anything during the testing period, so you don't have to worry about that. And we've also got some good news for you on the prices, but we're not going to talk about prices tonight. Be right back. Sometime after the beginning, the founders, who were geniuses, make no mistake of that, said, there is a creator, there is a God. That's what they said, folks. They said, there is a creator, there is a God. Why did they have to say that? Well, they had to say that because they were on the... The great swelling, the height of what was called the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment said there is no God. There is no Jesus. There is no heaven. There is no hell. Man is God. Most of the people who came to these shores were escaping religious persecution. Now, if you don't believe that, I suggest you get in your history books, and I mean the real history books, not anything that's been written within the last 50 years. Get in the real history books that tell the truth about the pilgrimage from the old world to the new. And you will find that almost everyone who came to these shores was escaping some kind of religious persecution because they believed in God. Because they believed that the Bible was the infallible Word of God, because they believed in following its teachings and living by God's law, which is very simple to learn and understand, because it is, in fact, the Ten Commandments. They believed in living their life according to the teachings of Christ, of Jesus, in the New Testament. They were New Testament Christians. They understood what tyranny was. They did have discontent between their various sects and denominations that came to these shores, but there was never any blood spilled over that here. They understood that they didn't have freedom of religion in the place where they left, and to be safe here, they had to give freedom of religion to others in order that they may have freedom of religion themselves. And ultimately, when they established a government, a union, they guaranteed that there would not be a theocracy that ruled, nor could there be an atheism that suppressed. In other words, it was to be a secular government that was prohibited from passing any laws respecting any particular establishment of religion, nor could they bar any particular establishment of religion. The government, however, would take on the character of the people which it governed, who were God-fearing Christian people, for the most part. You see, not all were. A secular government will always reflect the religious, moral, ethical, and cultural beliefs of those who occupy the offices of that government. And therefore, the founders, when they created the United States of America, said, there is a creator, there is a God, and man was endowed with certain unalienable creator-endowed rights. Now, they did this for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, not to push their religion down the throats of any other person, but to ensure that all people, whether religious or not, could not be persecuted by this secular government. In so doing, they guaranteed the freedoms of all of us, recognized that they were granted at birth by the Creator, that they were endowed upon all men, that they were unalienable, recognized them, and built protections in to the founding document called the Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, in order that those unalienable Creator-endowed rights would not, could not be infringed upon. Of course, this was based upon the premise that the balance of power that they built within the United States of America, outlined in the Constitution for the United States of America as the supreme law of the land, could not and would not be subverted. And as long as the men and women who occupied the offices of that government were God-fearing, moral, ethical, and cultured people, they believed that would never happen. Now, they could never look forward to a day like today. I doubt if any of the founding fathers could ever conceive of a day when the majority of people in this country would in fact be godless, would in fact believe in the most heinous and blasphemous things that you could imagine. I don't think that they ever had the slightest inkling that anyone like Karl Marx could ever rear his ugly head and put into effect the creation of another man called Hegel in order to move the world into something else called communism. They understood that there were men in the world then who would like to see these things come to pass, because they also understood that the world is in the throes of a war, an ancient war that began at the very beginning of the history of man, of mankind, if you will, a war between good and evil, a war literally for the prize which is the soul of man, a war between those who recognize that there is a God who created a perfect universe and those who believe that man is God. It's the same conflict that's been raging throughout the history of the human race amongst all peoples everywhere since the very beginning. Everything that is happening in the world today has every single thing that you can think of to do with religion and with the proposition that some men are better than others. To make this fly, they have to deceive the population into believing certain tenets that cause them to pull away from God. Now, you're probably all scratching your head, what in the world is Bill talking about tonight? And why? This isn't a original religious broadcast. Well, it never was, except in one respect. I've said over and over again throughout the years that this is a ministry of freedom. A ministry of freedom. And I never wanted to get caught up in the argument with anyone listening about religion or the dogmas of different sects, of whether there is or is not a God, although I have always told you that there is a God. And if there wasn't a God, we would have to invent a God. And if you're smart, you will believe in God. I've never wavered from that. And you all know that I'm a Christian. You see, I understood from the beginning that to capture an audience and teach them what they needed to be taught, and to make sure that I captured an audience over an entire spectrum of the population of the world, I could not run anyone away with religion. But now I have that audience, and it's an audience that's been tested by fire, literally. It's an audience that for the most part has been with me since the beginning, or very close to the beginning, which occurred on May the 4th, 1992. I have challenged you to think and to use your brains. I have challenged your religious beliefs. I have challenged you to find the road that will lead you on a sincere and earnest and never-ending quest for the truth. And most of you have taken up that challenge. Many of you are in this audience tonight because I challenged you to prove me wrong. And you went out and you dug and you did everything in your power to prove me wrong, and you couldn't do it. And so you became a steady listener. Whenever I have been wrong, and I have been proven wrong, or have discovered that I was wrong on my own, I have never failed to correct that wrong, to apologize, and to go forward from that point on in that new truth. And so I have that core audience that I've been looking for all these years. And you know who you are. And if you don't feel that you are one of those people, then certainly you are not. But you know, those of you who have been chosen, you know who you are. And so now I'm going to teach you some new things. Over the years, I've used an awful lot of different methods to get you to listen, to inspire you, to anger you even. To anger you. To let you know that it is not acceptable to be a sheeple. That it is not acceptable to live your life in a lie. That it is not acceptable to seek out the fantasy because it feels better. To not seek the easy way. That you would be challenged. If you align yourself with me, you're going to be persecuted. I can guarantee you that for sure. But that is the right road to travel. And you know that. So tonight we begin another journey. And those of you who aren't going to like this journey, you can drop off by the wayside anytime you wish. But I'm going to warn you. I'm going to warn you right now. You will jeopardize your immortal soul for all of eternity if you do. Because there is a God. And without God, you are nothing. I am nothing. The human race is nothing. I've told you this before. Usually when I've been challenging you to challenge your own religious beliefs in order to discover where you've been misled and get back on the road to the truth. You see, if there is no God, man does not have to answer to any higher force whatsoever. That means man is at the top, is at the pinnacle, is the ultimate in the universe. And don't call me up and say, oh no, Commander Ashtar is floating around out there. Commander Ashtar is a bullshit creation of those who follow evil. Ashtar is another word for Satan. The ufology movement is a part of the New World Order deception. And it is designed to entrap you and destroy you. For all eternity. Forever. Art Bell is a manifestation of that. He laughs at you as he wears his Skull and Bones t-shirt. and get you all confused, chasing your tail around some cul-de-sac in a little eddy at the side of the river by while the main stream rushes by and passes you and leaves you trapped, destroyed, impotent, worthless. And foolish. This is the age of deception. This is the age of deception. This is an age of deception that no human has ever experienced in the history of this world. There are three main targets of this deception: the Christian religion, Judaism, and Islam, or the Muslim religion. You see, all three of these groups believe in God. The Christians are the most dangerous because they also believe in someone called Jesus. And so they're the number one target. There are many secular Jews who believe that Judaism will survive and remain untouched. Judaism will be destroyed in the process also, if the New World Order is successful. And so will the Muslim religion, what we know as Islam. In any form that these three religions take, they are the main targets of the New World Order. They are the main targets of the forces of evil. Because if there is a God, then man cannot be God. And if there is a God and man disobeys God's law, man is doomed to be judged and to be cast out into death for all eternity. The death of the body and the death of the soul. If there is no God, then man is God, being the ultimate creature, having the capacity to think, to invent, to create. If man can create, man must be God. If there is no other God, for gods create. But if man is God, man is a subjective God. Man is not objective. And there are no absolutes. Listen to me very carefully. If man is God, there are no absolutes. There is no right. There is no wrong. Everything becomes situational. Well, it depends on the situation. If I'm God and I'm in the situation and I believe that murdering that person is the right thing to do, then it's no sin. It's not wrong. I shouldn't go to prison because I'm God. Very dangerous proposition. But that's why, ladies and gentlemen, that God has been attacked so viciously for so many years. Someone asked, if there's a God, why didn't he save those students at Columbine High School in Colorado and Littleton, Colorado? Why didn't God save those students? Well, I'm going to tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, why God did not save those students. Those students did not know God. Now listen to me very carefully. God is not allowed in our schools. God was not there in that school. God was in the hearts of a few of those students, one of whom was tested in the ages-old requirement that Christians never renounce God. It was a young woman, young girl, who was asked by one of the murderers if she believed in God, and she said yes. And she began to give her testimony and was killed. But she never wavered, not for one moment. God was in her heart, but God was not in that school. If God had been in that school, those two young men could never have been led down the path upon which they ultimately found themselves, and they would not have committed the acts that they did. They felt hopeless. They felt lost. They had no spiritual sustenance whatsoever in their lives, from their parents, from their school, or from their community. They did not go to church. They were outcasts. They were exactly the kind of people that Jesus sought out. And ministered to. But Jesus was not in that school. God was not in that school. When they had the memorial service, because the majority of the children attended Christian churches and it was a Christian community, they had a Christian service. The reaction of the nation, of the government, of the Anti-Defamation League and other organizations was to condemn them because the memorial service was of a Christian nature. However, when the Jewish children were killed in Los Angeles, were shot, the memorial services, the funeral services were Jewish, and no one said a word about it. Now, this is not the fault of the Jewish people. It is the fault of those who are in the throes of destroying the Christian religion. I guarantee you, Jews had better get on the bandwagon, because Jews are next. See, Jews have the attitude in this country today that they had in Hitler's Nazi Germany in the 30s. Herr Hitler will rid the streets of the criminals and the hoodlums, and Germany will be a better place for us to live in. That's what's happening here. That's what I hear from everybody, not just Jewish people. But it amazes me that people have not learned their lessons from the past. The Jewish people of all people, the Cambodians of all people, the Cubans who escaped from Cuba to come here, of all people, the people who escaped Russia, the Soviet Union, the communist bloc nations who escaped those places and came to this country, should know better. They should see that the same thing that happened in those countries, in Nazi Germany, in the Soviet Union, in Cuba, in Chile, in many other places in this world, in Cambodia, are happening here now in the United States of America. And for anyone to believe that they're going to get through this unscathed is just absolutely the most ludicrous proposition that they could propose. The war is between the forces of evil and the forces of good. Between those who want to destroy God and every person on this earth who believes in God, and those people who know that there is a God and that they must obey God's law. Great battles have already been fought. Many great battles have been fought. And there have been many casualties. Many people have given their lives in this battle on both sides. And there will be a tremendous conflict in the future, and I'm going to tell you right now, forget about this Armageddon stuff, because one of the greatest conflicts on the face of this earth will occur right here in the United States of America. Between Bible-believing, God-fearing Christians, Jews, members of the religion of Islam, and the followers of the Luciferian philosophy. I have people who call me every day and say, well, Bill, that can't be true, because everywhere I look, I see Jews bringing this about. And I have to reach through the phone line and grab them gently by the neck and shake them a little bit. Most Jewish people, by their nature, are intellectuals. Intellectuals are the most easily trapped by the Marxist and communist law. If you've been taught to be prejudiced throughout your life, you're going to look for those whom you believe are the bad people to be persecuting you. And if you're looking for them, you're going to find them. But your vision is narrow. Because if you really look and open your eyes and peel the cobwebs of your prejudice and your racism away, if you take the hoodwink from off around your head and really look, you'll see that there are people who are pretending to be Jews but are not Jews at all. You don't see them in synagogue. When you do, it's to fool the community that they really believe in God, because they do not. You see, people who really believe in Judaism believe in God. They attend the synagogue. They obey God's law. You will see people who pretend to be Catholics, who are not Catholics at all, do not believe in God. You will see people who pretend to be Baptists. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, the entire leadership of the Southern Baptist Church, including most of the men who stand behind the pulpits of all of the Southern Baptist churches in this country, are Freemasons. They do not believe in God. You will see members of the Lutheran Church who do not believe in God. You will see men like William Jefferson Clinton who pretend to be a Christian. William Jefferson Clinton is a devout Marxist. Marxists do not believe in God. And his wife Hillary, she is a very dangerous radical Marxist communist. Open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and stop being fooled. And stop listening to people who will lead you astray. There are a lot of people in this country who have been seduced by what we know as British Israelism or Christian identity. They believe that they are following God's law. They believe that they are Christian, but they are not. What is taught in Christian identity and British Israelism is Judaism. Now, if you want to believe in and practice the Judaic religion, go to synagogue, convert, become Jewish, but don't pretend that you're not. They pretend to hate Jews and then practice the Jewish religion. If you're a Christian, you are a New Testament believer. If you are a Christian, you follow the words of Christ. You follow the words of Jesus, you follow the teachings of Jesus, and you understand what he said. And you must know what he meant. How in the world could a man who is God in the flesh say, "Whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life," mean any other thing than that? Those who hear and believe shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. What is he saying? Did he say, those who are white, who hear and believe, shall inherit the kingdom of heaven? No, he did not. Did he say, those? Did he say, whosoever believeth in me that is white shall have everlasting life? Did he say that? No. Did he ever once in his entire ministry say that any person was barred from his kingdom? No. So anybody who preaches anything who tells you that certain people are barred from the kingdom of heaven is preaching a lie. And if they are preaching that Jesus said that, they are committing blasphemy. How is it that so many Christians go to church for so many years and listen to so many preachers pick passages out of the Bible that they twist and suit to fit their personal religious agenda without ever having read the words of Jesus to find out what their religion is all about? Because the Christian religion is based strictly and only upon what came out of the mouth of Jesus. Period. Nothing else. Nothing else. There is a God. God created man. God gave man certain unalienable rights that cannot be taken away, cannot be given away, cannot be contracted away. And because they are gifts from God, must be protected, must be secured, must be practiced. For to do anything else is an insult to God. If someone gives you a shirt for Christmas, do you go out the back door and throw it in the trash? Would you throw it in the trash if you knew that person could see you throwing it in the trash? God knows all. God sees all. God hears all. God knows what you're thinking. Every time you think anything, God is not flying around in a flying saucer. God is not in any one particular place. God can be anywhere and everywhere at the same time. God created the universe. God created the laws of nature. God made everything work the way it works, and he did it for a reason. God created man and put him on this earth to learn, to live, to have free will. You see, God made man in freedom. In freedom. He gave this earth to man. He said, here it is. Take care of it. Man's job is to make a choice. And all his life is to make a choice. The choice is to follow good or to follow evil, knowing all the while that man is flawed, that man is not God, that man is tempted, that man does every single day something that is not right in the eyes of God. And because of that, all men are sinners. All men must ask forgiveness, must sincerely repent of their sins, and must try as hard as they possibly can to live the best life that they can and do the most good for the most people all during their life. To always stand up for what is right. Never accept evil. Never, never, never make a deal with the devil, no matter how great or how small that deal may be. And when you choose the lesser of two evils, you are striking a deal with the devil. By devil, I mean evil. You're choosing evil. And you know that. And hold on, I got to close the door. Some fool is calling right in the middle of the broadcast. There we go. So the purpose, folks, of tonight's broadcast is we're at the fork in the road. And things are getting worse and worse all the time. No one is going to escape what's coming. Nobody. I don't care who you are. You are not going to escape it. It is going to be, in fact, a terrible, terrible thing. So, you've got to make a choice. And I'm going to try and help you make that choice. I'm going to tell you what I know to be right. And you can accept it or you can reject it. That's up to you. This has always been a ministry of freedom. It will continue to be a ministry of freedom. But now you're going to know where that freedom came from. And you're going to know why. And you're going to know why it's important that you make a choice. And you're going to know which choice you should make. Whether you make that choice or not is up to you. And you're going to learn that you must be prepared to fight for right and fight for freedom. You must be prepared to accept any kind of persecution that comes your way. Never for one instant ever renouncing God no matter what happens, no matter what choices you're given, no matter how difficult it is. The world is moving into evil. The New World Order is being promulgated by evil men for an evil purpose of enslaving the population of the world, eliminating God from this universe and all who believe in God. They really believe that they can do it. But that will never happen. God made them. God can destroy them. But God's going to need our help to do that. If you believe for one moment, sitting back, believing, and I know people who do, really believe that they are so special that they are only one of 144,000 who are going to be, quote, raptured, end quote, will not be subjected to any tribulation or any trials, will not be persecuted, by the communism that's coming, and it is coming. It will envelop the whole world. They are deluded. They have already been deceived. They are not of God. They will not be raptured. And they will suffer more than anyone else, because it will come as a complete surprise to them. Evolution is a lie. If you believe in evolution, you cannot believe in God. And that is why evolution has been fostered. That's why it's taught in our schools. There's no proof for evolution. There are mountains of proof against it. Literally, mountains of proof. So tonight, I guess we begin the weeding out process. Those of you who don't even want to hear what I'm talking about tonight, we'll lose you real quick, and that's okay with me. You're always going to hear the truth on this broadcast. You always have, you always will. And we're not just going to talk about these subjects, but I'm never going to let you forget about it. Not ever. In the past, in order to get you to listen to me and to go out and dig and find out what the truth was, I've reached out through this microphone and through your speakers of your radios, and I've smacked you upside the head. I've done what I had to do to get your attention. I've done what I had to do to make you angry. I've done what I had to do to make you go dig. I've done what I had to do to make some of you feel in your heart that you had to prove me wrong. And in so doing, I knew that you would discover that I was right, and you did. But now it's time to tell you that God is real. Without God, you're nothing. Without God, you're not, you don't even have the importance of a fruit fly. Without God, trees are more important than you are. Without God, man is God. And as I've told you before, we will live by the laws of the jungle. It will be the survival of the strongest and the fittest, and those who are not the strongest and the fittest will be enslaved by those who are, the whole world over. And a small group of elite will rule this world. Most of them don't even have the slightest idea that they're just pawns in a much larger game, and that ultimately they'll be sacrificed. But when they are, it will be the end of them forever. Whatever we are required to suffer, it is better to suffer in our belief, in our trust, and in our love for God, and live forever. Think about that tonight, because that's really your choice. Death for all eternity, or life for all eternity. Taking great personal risks, having to fight, and I mean really fight, for a long period of time, for freedom, and for God, and for right. Or to be a slave of the New World Order. To turn informant on your friends and neighbors. To live in lies and mistrust and deception. And then experience death for all eternity. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I choose life. I will always choose life. I will always fight on the side of good. I will always take the right fork in the road. I will always believe in, love, and obey God. Won't you join me?
See?